Last week I had a moment of gladness and rejoicing. For the first time in ages, I got to watch some live football. It was Borussia Dortmund versus Schalke. Now, I'll be honest, I've never before taken very much interest in German football, but in the absence of the Premier League or any football really in England at all, suddenly I was very interested in the Bundesliga. And I enjoyed watching Borussia Dortmund beat Schalke 4-0. Brilliant. As we move slowly but surely towards an easing of some of the restrictions we're going through during lockdown, there'll be little moments of rejoicing and gladness for all of us, I'm sure, as things that we've missed come back. For me, football, I love it. For you, it will be something completely different. It might be something just as simple as being able to wander freely around shops that just haven't been open for so long, or something perhaps a bit more significant, seeing family members that you haven't seen now for weeks and weeks. But as Christians, of course, there's something that should always give us even more gladness, even more cause for rejoicing. And let me read to you today's verses from Philippians chapter 2, and it's from halfway through verse 16 through to the end of verse 18. Paul says, "Then I can boast in the day of Christ that I didn't run or labour for nothing. But even if I am poured out as a drink offering on the sacrificial service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. In the same way, you should also be glad and rejoice with me." And now when Paul says, "Then I can boast in the day of Christ that I didn't run or labour for nothing," he is talking about the day when Christ returns. It would seem Paul possibly thought that Christ might return before he actually died in his own lifetime. And what he's saying is, if that happens, then I'll be able to boast on that day that I didn't run or labour for nothing. And boasting here means celebrate, rejoice that he didn't run or labour for nothing. Paul had been working hard throughout his life for the Philippian church amongst others, for the success of the gospel amongst these people, for them growing in Christ and shining like stars in the world, as he's just described in the earlier verses. Paul wants to be able to boast on the day that Christ returns that he hasn't run or laboured for nothing, but that there has been results from his gospel work in terms of people being converted, becoming like Christ, shining like stars. But of course, as Paul writes, there's a death penalty hanging over him. He's under arrest. He may well soon die at the hands of the Roman authorities. But in these verses, he says, even if that happens, even if my life is poured out as a drink offering on the sacrificial service of your faith, even if I die, I'm still glad. I'm still rejoicing. Because right now, I can see your faith and the results of it. Glory to God as you shine like stars. As Christians, we should follow Paul's example. He says, "You in the same way should also be glad and rejoice with me." We should be on the lookout for where the gospel is producing fruit in our own lives and in the lives of others. Are you doing that? Are you looking out for signs of gospel growth and rejoicing in it? Being glad in it? Make sure to do that. Not only those signs of growth in your own life, but in those around you. Perhaps in your family, perhaps in your church, perhaps in other parts of the world where the gospel is growing at a tremendous rate. Look for those things, be encouraged by them, rejoice over them.